This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody knows YouTube. A whole lot of people use YouTube. Not too many of us know the nuts and bolts of YouTube's finances. Alphabet, which owns Google, which in turn owns YouTube, pulled back the curtain just a bit this week, specifically how much money all those videos are bringing in, and it's a lot. $15 billion last year, around 10% of Alphabet's total revenue. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore takes a look at what else we have learned.
Alphabet finally told everyone how much YouTube was pulling in because it's under a lot of pressure to. Mark Mahaney is managing director at RBC.
Investors have been asking for this exact disclosure for the last several years. Secondly, the SEC in the past has asked them for greater disclosure.
YouTube has more revenue than Viacom and about half as much as Comcast.
Look, we got confirmation last night that YouTube is one of the world's biggest media assets, and it's growing probably around 40% if you include the subscription revenue.
Mahaney says YouTube isn't known for its subscriptions, but they're bringing in $3 billion a year. Colin Sebastian is senior research analyst with R.W. Baird.
YouTube is a distant cousin, so to speak, to Netflix and Amazon, but they clearly have a fairly robust, albeit still small but fast-growing, subscription business of their own.
One of the big reveals to investors was how much YouTube can still grow. Colin Gillis is director of research at Chatham Road Partners.
The average revenue per user is around that $7.50 level. Just to give you some reference, Facebook monetizes at $8.52, right, globally. But in the United States, that monetization level is $41.
So even though YouTube's growing fast, it could still pull in plenty more. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.